The Lord be with you.
And with your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Lord,
Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to be fasting except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening, everyone. As we gather on this Ash Wednesday, we mark the beginning of our Lenten journey with ashes on our foreheads to remind us that indeed we are dust, and to dust we shall return. And as we go through this journey, it's customary, or it's often the case, that we like to give up things or do extra things during Lent, right? Amen, right?
Amen.
We all got something. We're all going to do something. That's wonderful, and it's good, and we should do that. But our Lord today in our gospel warns us to make sure that our intention is pure. After all, whenever we do something, whenever we're doing something, anything really, we always have to consider three things when we're doing something that could potentially be a moral act, something that has morality attached to it. There's three things we've got to consider. First is what we're doing. If what we're doing is bad, well, then it's a bad thing, right? So we have to first consider what we're doing. The second thing we have to consider is why we're doing it, right? Our intention behind our act that we're doing, right? So we got to consider what we're doing. We got to consider why we're doing it. And then finally, we have to consider the circumstances around which we are choosing to act. If all three of those things are good, if what we're doing, why we're doing it, and the circumstances surrounding it are all good, then the act is good. But if any one of those things is not good, then we need to do what our kids often tell us to do. We need to check ourselves, huh? Amen?
Amen.
If our intention is not pure, if our intention is not completely and wholly set on love of God and love of neighbor, if somehow what we're doing is not set on that, then we run the risk of being like a hypocrite, like our Lord warns against in our gospel. Like these men who like to blow trumpets before them, as the hypocrites do, or to stand on street corners or neglect their appearance so that others might notice. All right, their vanity and pride is getting the best of them. And so, as we continue during our Lenten journey, and as you continue your penances and your extra works of mercy and charity, always remember that we need to do this specifically for love of God and neighbor, right? We don't give up sweets so that we can lose weight, huh? Amen? I mean, it might be a happy side effect, but it can't be our primary goal, right? We can't decide to pray more so that we won't have to be with our family that much, right? You see how that works? Right? Our intentions have to be completely pure. Today at this Mass, as we begin our Lenten penances, and as we go out with our Lord into the desert, today at this Mass, let us offer our prayer specifically, perhaps, for that intention, to make all of our intentions pure. so that indeed this journey of Lent might be one made in purity of heart and integrity of conscience, so that every day during Lent might indeed be a step closer to our Lord in holiness. And so on that Easter Sunday morning, whenever we celebrate our Lord's resurrection, we will do so with renewed vigor and holiness. Amen.